Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection. I'm very excited to speak to you today. Well, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. It is about love, and I have the most fantastic guest today. She's an inspirational fashion designer and author, Michaela Passeri, and she's born and raised in Florence, Italy, and she lives here in Santa Monica, so it's just wonderful to have her on. She's an intuitive mindset coach. She's been trained in NLP and emotion code. Plus, she's a fashion designer of Love You Revolution Clothing. I've been donating to them because all the positive messages on the clothing that she does are to empower women who have had less than perfect lives. So we sponsor the t-shirts and clothing, and then people who really need a positive message, who are underprivileged or abused, get to wear that positive message and feel good about themselves. So it's just wonderful. She's just such a great gal. She's also got a new book out. She's the author of Itty Bitty Affirmations book, 15 Ways to Make Empowering Messages Work for You. Her mission is to empower women with confidence through the use of positive messages on her clothes, like I mentioned, which she herself designs, to get the positive, empowered thinking going in people who that's the last thing they would think of, but yet, ironically, it's the first thing they need. So she specializes in experiential coaching and workshop to help those soulful journey who are looking to create powerful life experiences and master their inner dialogue. She's created profound shifts in thought patterns and has helped hundreds of women bridge the gap in what she calls the heavy mind and the weightless mind. So I can't wait to get her on the phone. And again, happy Valentine's Day. And let me get Michaela on the phone.
Hi,
hello,
Gary.
There,
happy Valentine's
How are
Day.
You? Yes, happy Valentine's.
I am good.
I think it's
How are
the
you?
Perfect show to do with a perfect person because you're all about unconditional love, as am I. And you're just the perfect person, especially with your new positive affirmation book, which we'll get to in a little bit. So
yes,
I read your bio.
Absolutely.
Hopefully everyone heard that, and we'll go over your contact information at the end. So tell me a little bit about your story, about the work you're doing, and what happened to guide you to this place to help women and have more an affirmative, positive outlook in spite of extreme negativity.
Well, I was born in Florence, Italy, like you mentioned, and as much as I love my country, there's a very deep, very negative and limiting conversations going on in the culture. And so as I grew up and became a woman, I did not realize how much more positivity and possibility, you know, there was out there in the world. And so as I was moving from Italy to America, and I realized this, and then also obviously I've had, you know, experiences in my life that weren't so good because of the limiting conversations and the limiting thought patterns that I, you know, basically kind of took on as a child from my upbringing and my culture. I just wanted to support women in acknowledging themselves, empowering themselves in having more positive and inner dialogues for themselves, because I know I didn't. You know, I know what my inner dialogue was. It was very, very heavy.
Exactly.
And that's why I call it, you know, the heavy mind versus the light, you know, the weightless
mind.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Because,
and a lot,
you know,
a lot
it's
of people
weighted
don't
down.
Realize the negative message, even from our ideas, you know, I do ancestral constellation work, but the negative messages we receive alone from our family, not to mention the sexist society that most people have grown up in, is very damaging to the to any woman or any child, even if it's a young boy being ashamed or guilted. We have somebody calling in, which rarely happens, so let me see if they have a question for you.
Sure,
this is
that'd
innovative.
Be great.
Let's see. Yeah. Hello.
Hello, this
hello,
is Greg from
this?
Pennsylvania. Greg
yes,
from
hello.
Pennsylvania. Hi, yeah, I'm a first-time listener. I was calling in to listen. But
That's fine. Can you hear
I'm
it
sure
okay,
I'll have something.
Or did you have a question for our guest here? Did you have a question for our guest, or you just wanted to listen?
Yeah, I'm really interested in the whole coaching process, so I was calling to listen and
see
what's up.
And if I mute you, will you still be able to listen?
Yeah, that's no problem.
And then I can pick you up when we get on the coaching part, and we'll have you ask Michaela her question.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so hold tight, and then I'll put you back on to ask your question as soon as we get to the coaching part, okay?
All right.
Stay on the line. Thanks. Okay. Michaela, you there?
Hello, yes. Yes, I am.
Hello, yes. Well, that's wonderful. Okay, that's great to get a question. So we'll start more about your work here, the positive message and everything, especially for women, and then we'll get Greg on the line again to ask his question about coaching, which will
yes, absolutely.
Be nice that someone's listening 3,000 miles away. That's a blessing in and of itself.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
So with that, with the heavy mindset and the weightless mind, did that lead you to writing the book with affirmations or just affirmations on clothing?
Well, yeah, I mean, first, you know, basically my kind of journey started with, because I am a designer and produced a handbag line for 10 years. So I knew how to produce, I knew how to design. I thought that it would be great to have positive messages on clothing because not only can the person that's wearing it, right, read the message, but also those that are seeing the person, right? So it's kind of it's got a dual connection. But, yeah, I started with clothing. Really, it was something for myself. You know, it was part of my own journey. But it was a way to use the positive messages and affirmations to keep my mindset on that positive track and out of kind of the negative gutter, right? Which, for me, you know, it was really hard. It took me a long time to uningrain those deep grooves of limited negative self-talk that I had developed as a young child growing up in an environment that does not believe in possibility, that it's all about what is and it's limited and it's, you know, self-negative. So all of those negative thoughts that we all have about how we're not good enough, we're not strong enough, we're not pretty enough, or, you know, rich enough, whatever, you know, all of the not enough questions that go through our mind, coupled with the criticisms that whenever we maybe do something or accomplish something, the inner critic goes and say, oh, well, you should have done this, or you didn't do that right. You know, it's a constant, you know, chatter in our mind. And so for me, you know, I started with it with the clothing line and then wrote the book really for my coaching clients because I wanted them to have something that they could use when they weren't working with me to create, to empower themselves and create their own affirmations. So the book, it's a really short book, 40 pages, and you can use it over and over again for hundreds, thousands of affirmations. And it's really just a tool that helps people stay in that positive mindset and out of that weighted mind from all that conditioning.
Yes, and it's a wonderful book. I read it when we met last week and before I left for my conference, and it was just wonderful. And then on the flip side of every page, it gives you the affirmations, and it's just a wonderful, quick read. And also, if you really take it, and even if you read one page a day and say, okay, today's going to be the affirmations around this or whatever, and, you know, as the old phrase goes, many of our listeners have heard of the cliche, you know, fake it till you make it, but you'll really find that what you put your attention on, and if you just start to open the door to thinking positive or feeling positive in some way, all of a sudden it starts to snowball and build to a larger positivity in you. And I just want to alert our listeners, lots of times in our family systems where I do more ancestral work, every person in the family system has been bathed in this negativity. And it's not actually bad. It's just survival mechanisms that were created over eons. But the thing is, for the person who wants to break away from it, they almost stop them because no one else had the chance to be different. So they want you to be the same and suffer in the same way, which is all unnecessary. So it's like it's almost like they're addicted to a negative mindset. And here you're a ray of light. And they say, oh, no, no, no one can be light. But what I always tell clients is, even if you're the first one to challenge the authority of the or the family system or whoever the negative naysayers are, you're going to get attacked more profoundly for that. But at the same time, they're in a way jealous that they didn't have the chance to break out and be positive. So when you do it for one woman of your entire family system or even culture, you're doing it for all women and all people who need positive affirmations.
Yeah, and that is exactly true. It's not necessary. Like, we don't have to live in that, right? We don't have to live in that conditioning or limitation, but we're just socialized. Uh-huh. We don't know any better. It's not bad. It's just we don't know any better,
right, exactly,
until we discover more, right? And that's kind of what my journey has been. And as I kept on discovering, as I kept on working on myself and discovering the various tools and various modalities that are out there, including affirmations, and seeing the results and the amazing change that happened within me, that's what then really spurred me to do more work with people in more in-depth and deeper work with supporting people to, just really lifting the cloud over their mind and their inner conversations,
Yeah.
In the book, I did want to say one thing, that in the book, it is only 15 chapters. It's literally two pages a chapter. And on the back, I give them exercises and questions and things that they can sit and ponder and do so that they can actually, through the 15 steps, really know and understand how to create a powerful, result-driven affirmation. And that empowers people. I know that it empowered me when I was first going through it, It allows you to really feel like, oh, wait a minute, I don't have to feel this way. I don't have to think this way. I'm in control, right?
Right,
I'm in control on how I feel and how I think, and wait a minute, I can do it this way. And here are some tools that can help.
Yeah, and that's what true empowerment is. And just so you know, the subtext of what you're talking about, a lot of people feel that they were born a victim or born into victimhood with their family system or whatever, and they have to stay there and are stuck there for the rest of their life. To our listeners on Conscious Connection and my Venus Rising series, no, you do not. It's actually a choice. And once, maybe as a child, that we don't have a choice with our larger family system, with the negative messages we get. But as an adult, we have the capacity to make a new choice that serves us rather than being victimized by society, especially a male-dominated society that likes the oppression of women for whatever reason, that women can speak up and find their voice and make a positive change for themselves and get the support through just reading a book like yours, which is instructional and inspirational. That's going to empower them to elevate things they didn't see about themselves, like, oh, my God, I didn't even realize I was doing that. And then, boom, they have your book to every day read it and say, oh, good, I can make a change. And then they'll see how other things change in their life, and they'll be much more happy. So I just think it's great. Do you want to talk to Greg about inner dialogue? Should we get him back on the line here?
Yeah, just one second, because I just wanted to piggyback on what you just said. Exactly why, even with what happened with when I first started with the clothing line before I wrote the book, I started selling my clothes with affirmations. One of the affirmations that I started with was, I love who I am. And I would get clients calling me saying, oh, my God, I was wearing their T-shirt and I realized this about myself. Or I even had a couple of women that would buy the T-shirt because they felt connected to the message, right? They wanted that for themselves. But then they couldn't bring themselves to wear it. And so I'd get phone calls and say, hey, I bought your I Love Who I Am T-shirt, but it's been sitting on my counter for 2 weeks. And I'm like, well, why is it sitting? Why aren't you wearing it? And they're like, well, because I realize that I don't love myself. Or they would say, like, I feel like I'm a fraud because I realize I don't love myself. And so it started, these women to have their own introspective journeys and start on a healing path for themselves just by wearing a T-shirt with a message, with an affirmation.
That's
like,
absolutely
oh my God.
Fantastic.
Right?
Yeah, that's
so,
and the funny thing
it's just
is
a small trigger.
Oh, they don't even have to say the affirmation. They were afraid to even wear it and be seen as positive, which is, in a way, kind of scary that it's so ingrained that, oh, my God, if anyone sees me with a positive message, they're going to think this or that, which is actually kind of comical and scary at the same time because, wow, you don't even want to be seen with a positive affirmation. And I want to let our audience know that these shirts are beautiful. They're painted in gold, and they have the most beautiful script font that's just gorgeous, and it's just, you know, I've seen the shirts. I am beautiful. And to think that people would be threatened by that is just kind of horrifying in what disarray people are about their self-esteem.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think, you know, really for them it's, well, thank you. I think more what it is for people is that they don't feel aligned with the message, you know? Like this one lady was like, she didn't feel she was there yet. That's why she wasn't wearing it, because she felt like, wait a minute, how can I wear this message, but I don't really love myself? Then I'm a fraud. You know, I'm portraying something that I'm really not. And so it was really about working with herself to get herself to the place so that she can then wear it and boldly, you know, be out in the world with that statement. So it is a process, you know?
Absolutely, and I think it's beautiful that something so simple is enlivening people to that, and then you give them an instruction book on how to get there, so it's a true win-win.
Yeah,
so let's
get
Greg on the line here. Greg, did you have a question for Michaela here?
With the affirmations and anything positive, I find that, I don't know if it's just a lack of an attention span, but I, you know, I kind of have to rotate constantly what I do to stay interested. You know, it's like I'll be buzzing off some affirmations for a couple days, or, you know, if I try a different way to meditate, and then it seems like, you know, when I'm not interested as much, I have to keep changing it up. I was wondering if a lot of people have that problem.
Well, you know, the trick with affirmations is that you do have to be consistent, right? So there's nothing wrong with changing it up, right? So let's say you have an affirmation, let's just say, around achieving a certain goal. It's okay to change it up just to keep the, you know, your interest going, just as long as it's around that same goal. But the key is to be consistent. So it takes, you know, they say it takes 21 days to create a habit, right? So you want to be consistent. You want to say your affirmations on a daily basis more than at least three times a day, you know, somewhere between three and five times is a good number. But change it up. Yeah, you can. I think what is the best thing to do is do what works for you. So if you feel that you need to change it up to keep your interest level, do that. Just keep it always around that same, you know, goal or topic that you're trying to achieve a result in with that affirmation, and then you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing is having a fresh take on it to make it exciting and serve you as well. So it's not like boring, oh, I have to say I love myself every day. Well, you know, after three days. And don't forget, we all have therapeutic resistance. So changing it up is good because it's activating your mind, your heart, your soul to give yourself the gift. Ultimately, it's about giving yourself the gift or staying in suffering. And we have to commit to give ourselves that gift so we can get out of suffering. So it's kind of a yin-yang catch-22. But the great thing about Michaela is she's giving you a way out into practice, no different than going to a gym and exercising your biceps. Sure, you can exercise it one day, might go flabby a couple days, then you go to the gym 2 days later, the muscle gets strong again. So it takes practice, in a way, to stay that.
Yeah.
But then it has a snowball effect where you're going to be thinking more positive than negative, and it'll be easy. You'll notice the negative more, too.
Yeah, and the thing also is that maybe the affirmation that you're using is not deeply connected. You're not deeply connected to it, and that's one of the things that I go over in the book, is that in order for an affirmation to really work, is there has to be an emotional connection. So you might want to take a look at that, is how deeply do you feel connected to the affirmations that you're using? So maybe you need to just make a few tweaks. The other thing that I wanted to mention is sometimes we just graduate from an affirmation. Maybe you've used it enough and you've achieved your goal or gotten to the result, or you've shifted your feeling and your thinking, that you can just let that one go and move on to the next. So it just kind of depends on where you're at and what type of affirmation you're doing. But I would look at those, you know, look at the connection that you have with the affirmations that you're using, and then look at if you've graduated, if you've kind of already gotten there. Maybe that's why you're losing interest, is that you just can let that one go and move on to the next one.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it reminded me of something that I was doing at work that I need to get back to, so.
Yeah. Oh, good. So there. Yeah.
Great,
you want
to
keep what works, you know, and let go on what doesn't work, and then tweak when it's necessary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you have her book, Itty Bitty Affirmations, it's very easy because you can turn to a new page every day if you get stuck and find something new to state an affirmation about.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Well, thank you so much for your question. We really appreciate it. And do you want to talk more about, Michaela, about inner dialogue and the coaching work you do with people that ties into your book?
Sure. Yeah, sure. So because I find that people have to, you know, there's a lot going on in our lives, right? We're busy, family, work, you know, personal stuff. So there's got to be something that keeps us, you know, in that habit, right? So the book was really a way to keep people in that habit as I was coaching with them. Now, usually, one of the ways that I'm a bit different when I coach is that I don't just talk to you once or twice a month. I'm talk to you twice a week. And I do that because got to stay connected. We've got to stay connected, and we've got to make those tweaks when necessary. So when I work with somebody, I really work with going into, okay, what is the conditioning? What are the conversations that are going on right now? What is it that you want to shift, and where do you want to be? You know, where do you want to get from? So we determine where you're at, and then we determine how we're going to get where you want to be, and then we determine how to get there. And I use different modalities, you know, neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, emotion code, visualizing, you know, affirmations, obviously, all of that. And it's really a customized program for each individual, because every person has different issues, every person is in a different place, and every person needs, you know, connects with different things. So it's really about holding their hand along the process and supporting them in really making that shift in a very loving and supportive manner.
That's wonderful. That's one, and people like Greg, I mean, you have an offer today, which we're getting close to the end of our show. We have a few minutes left, but you're offering my listeners here, which I'll spread over Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn as soon as we're done, a free 30-minute mindset session as long as they purchase your book, which is $12, which is a gift in and of itself, at www.loveyourevolution.com/book. So that's a $100 value, and plus, you have a program coming up in late February. We want to make sure we talk about the 90-day Master Your Inner Dialogue program that you'll be starting as well. So people like Greg who are calling in, and all this will be on the link that I provide after the show so they can hear us talk about it, and they'll see the offer that is very valuable and that you're offering as well once they purchase your book, your itty-bitty affirmations book.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
And
yes.
Let's talk a little bit. We have about 5 minutes left. Let's talk about the 90-day Master Your Inner Dialogue program that you're going to be starting. I think it's February 28th.
Yeah, so that is, it's basically a three-month program where, like I just mentioned, I really just hold your hand in uncovering what those limiting beliefs are and where we need to go, right, with supporting you to bridge the gap from that situation of having those negative beliefs to where you want to be. And so it's really about reconditioning the mind, deprogramming the subconscious mind, because everything gets held in the subconscious mind, right? And it's about bringing somebody to a place where they're able to, okay, when they do notice that they're having negative thoughts, which, by the way, is normal because we're human beings. We have about 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day, and most of them are negative or disempowering in some way. So what the result that somebody is going to get from this coaching program is really having that mastery in noticing when that negative thought does come, because they will come, is being able to not be affected by it. So it's really having that self-power to, okay, oh, wait a minute, I'm having, you know, noticing that you're having that negative thought and saying, oh, okay, interesting, and just letting it go, which you know, as I speak, it seems really simple, and it does become simple, but at the beginning, when we're working with that unconditioning of the subconscious mind, it is a practice. You know, it is a practice. And that's why I work with people twice a week, because we've got to stay in that practice.
And it gives them accountability.
It gives accountability, And then by the end of the 90 days, then you're able to really feel, you know, a lot lighter. And that's why I call the weightless mind. We're removing all those dead weights of those disempowering beliefs, shedding those, and being able to then live out of the weightless mind that has mostly now more positive and empowering conversations.
Right.
Right. Our critical mind is now having more empowering conversations with itself instead of those heavy, heavy ones.
And just for our listeners, you know, with the work I do that's in conjunction with this, generally our heavy mind is our ancestral thoughts or our subconscious beliefs that we learned from our family system. And because a lot of mothers, it's a survival mechanism that we learned as children, but it's like a tape we can't pause or hit stop on, and it keeps feeding into us. So the original intentions were good. Don't touch the hot stove. You'll burn yourself. Don't do this. Don't do that. It's really a survival mechanism, but now that we're grown up, we really don't need that heavy mindset stopping us from moving forward in life. And I love what you're doing about training them to have a weightless mind, which means you survived your childhood, you can let some of those negative survival messages go, so you can live in a positive mindset and then create your own reality. Because ultimately, people just don't want less negativity. They want to activate, they want a good career, they want good romance, they want money, and that takes positive affirmation rather than a negative mindset. Oh, I'll never be good enough. Oh, everyone else is successful about me. And just letting go of all that so you can live in that positive space. And don't forget, like attracts like. So the more weightless mind you have, the more positive things are going to come your way because you're open to receive them.
Yeah, absolutely. And people, you know, really, at the core of human nature is we want to be happy, right? So we want to experience life in a way that procures us that happiness and that inner fulfillment. And so the way to do that is to learn how to let go of everything that we've kind of taken on throughout our life and create our own reality in a way, right? We want to, you know, reach our goals, be on purpose, right? Do the things that we love and that brings us joy, that makes our heart sing. And so as we pursue those things, what we get to do is live more in that and less in our history and in our past.
Yes.
And the way to do that is to uncondition and deprogram the subconscious mind.
Exactly. So we can be happy. Well, we're at the end of our time here, so let me just tell people how to contact you. You can go to Michaela's website, www.loveyourevolution.com. You can call her at 424-245-0428. And she has a fantastic offer for our Conscious Connection listeners of my new Venus Rising series. And it's if you buy her book, your Itty Bitty Affirmations book, 15 Ways to Make Empowering Messages Work for You, you will get a 30-minute consultation with her. And that's $12 for the book. And you can get that at loveyourevolution.com/book. So please do it. I will have it with the post.
Forward slash book.
Yes.
Forward slash
and
book.
Plus she has a new program coming out in less than 2 weeks. is the 90-Day Master Your Inner Dialogue program that will be starting, I believe it's February 28th. And I just want to thank you so much, Michaela. It's just been wonderful to speak to you. And I want to mention, do a shout-out to the Holistic Chamber of Commerce. You want a great group in Santa Monica with just fabulous people. And we're meeting, and I'm speaking there with you next week. So
next Tuesday, yeah.
I want everyone to have a happy Valentine's Day. And, Michaela, thank you. This is Michaela Pessieri on Conscious Connection, my Venus rising to empower women and to help everyone listening to Conscious Connection rise to new heights. Thank you very much. And to all our listeners,
thank
till
you
we
so
speak
much.
Again. And thank you, Greg, for calling in. Namaste.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Mille grazie.
Prego.